Next item is Peninsula MRRPC Marina Bay Area 3 Revised Site Plan, Road 299.
This is a revised site plan for single-family detached units, which would be built in a 165-foot building envelope. The previously approved plan for this area was for 53 single-family detached units. This revised plan is for 48 single-family detached units. There are 6 four-unit buildings and 8 three-unit buildings now proposed. The building envelopes meet the maximum length of 165 feet, and they also contain the minimum 40-foot separation between building envelopes. The proposed buildings are basically in the same footprint as was on the previously approved plan. You can, if you looked at the site plan, you can see the fine line of the previous. Since the project's a residential plan community, commission needs to approve any revisions to the plan. And I provided you a copy of that site plan.
Gentlemen, I'm confused. I don't see where, when I look at this, I see individual homes. They talk about single-family detached homes, but these are buildings.
There happens to be somebody here that can help us with that.
Well, good. I'm confused anyhow, but.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Scott Agee with McCrone, representing this thing. But I put color on this plan so you could see. It's simply a reduction of 5 of the buildings from 4 units to 3 units. That's what we're asking
for. Please?
Okay. But there's singles.
Reducing,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah, there's singles. 5 blocks of units from 4 to 3. So where it's in yellow here, there used to be 4 units, now there's 3 units. So there's been a reduction from 53 overall to 48 in the grading area.
They're treated like a row of multifamilies, but they're separated out into singles. There's been other developments.
Yeah, there's building, approximately
building
7
clusters.
Feet.
Right, building clusters.
Oh, so they're just in a footprint, but they're separated by.
Right,
correct.
Okay, I couldn't tell from this what you were doing.
I had to read it twice to realize that's what
engineering
they're doing.
Slated and
that's what I thought.
So is there one roof or 3 separate?
No.
Three separate
roofs.
Okay.
And they're usually set up like as detached condominiums. Like.
Marketing.
The color display helped a lot.
Pardon?
The color display helped a lot.
It's offered to give that to us if you'd like to have it.
If you'd like it, you can have it. Also have a smaller version if you want it for the record.
That way we have it.
There you go. Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think by their reducing the number of units, it helps solve the part of the problem of the other outfit getting more or wanting more. So.
Get her balanced out after a while.
Yeah, I'm
only,
just
only in this phase, Mr. Johnson. They have a total number of units approved for the whole project.
Well, maybe these guys will come back and buy a piece of land in Subbyville and say that's our open space for this project, too.
Don't burst this balloon, Mr. Lane.
When's that going to happen? We could do that with trade of space there, Mr. That's why I saved some farmland. Anyhow, Mr. Chairman, I digress. I move that we approve the revised plan for single-family detached units in a 165-foot building envelope for the Peninsula MRRPC Marina Bay Area 3 revised site plan.
Second. It's moved and seconded to recommend to approve the Peninsula MRRPC Marina Bay Area 3 revised site plan on Route 299. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?